The Deadly Obsession by Nigel May. Read by Lucy Arndale. For Saga Egmont.
Chapter 1. Now. November 2015, London. Amy Hart knew the dead couldn't talk, and they certainly couldn't put pen to paper. But there they were. Words from beyond the grave. In black and white. As real as they were terrifying. As terrifying as they were mystifying. Her dead husband's writing was staring up at her from the letter gripped tightly between her trembling fingers. The man whom she'd cremated earlier that year and cried a lake of tears for as she'd scattered his ashes. Riley Hart.
The love of her life.
The man who had helped her gain everything and then been so cruelly snatched away 6 months ago. Taken before his time. Killed by another. Murdered. Leaving her a widow at the age of 29. But now there was this. A letter from him. So how could a dead man write anything? Her hands sweating. Her mind racing. Amy tried to make sense of it. Just as life had finally seemed to be getting back to some sort of blurred normality, the letter had arrived that very morning, falling innocently through her apartment letterbox, and now she was back to square one, sidelined into a fathomless pit of despair, worry, and fear. Why now? What would she gain from the word she'd scrutinized over and over again? How could an intelligent woman like her read something that was set out so clearly yet still make no sense of it? Amy had spent months after Riley's murder poring over countless articles in magazines and ploughing through self-help books about rebuilding your life. She had listened to a string of counsellors and therapists telling her she was on the right track, though she was not even sure where that particular track was supposed to lead. They'd all told her how life would seemingly slot into place as time went by. But not one of them, swivelling in their highly polished leather chairs in their fancy offices with their framed certificates on every wall, had prepared her for this. Every ounce of strength that Amy had managed to reap since Riley's untimely death had been destroyed in a matter of seconds. The day had begun as every single day started lately. Following another restless night of intermittent sleep in a lonely bed, broken and fitful, peppered with vile images she'd tried to obliterate. It was horribly predictable, as if she'd pre-recorded her dreams from the night before onto a disc and inserted it into the DVD player in her brain before hitting the sack. Like the night before, and the night before that, ad-lib to fade. Endless and bloody. It wasn't an adventure she would have chosen to watch again if she had any choice. She knew the ending, and it was never a happy one. Fairy tales were a thing of the past for Amy. This was an 18-certificate movie, a full-blown horror. And Amy was playing leading scream queen. She'd eaten breakfast on autopilot, tea and some bland cereal while watching TV. It was another world to Amy, one that still seemed so alien. Crass, trite news stories she'd seen before, disgruntled boy bands deciding to take a break and duping their fans into believing that they still all loved each other like the happiest of siblings. Collagen-obsessed wannabes spending thousands on fake tits and trout pouts to grotesquely turn themselves from looker to hooker. Another Hollywood Z-lister telling the world how she'd shifted the baby weight mere minutes after cutting the umbilical cord, blah, blah, blah. Words and pictures, but none of it wormed its way into Amy's psyche. She had no room. It was still full of her own horrific headlines. The tragic leading stories of her own personal blog, headlines of heartache. Before, her world had been full of glamour-packed, pap-flashing celebrity soundbites about the popular idols of the day. Movie stars like Gosling, Tatum, Redmayne and Efron. The hotties tearing up Hollywood with their poster boy looks and million-dollar pay demands, or the latest vacuous TV talent judge spouting nonsense about her heartfelt quest to find the next five-minute wonder.